This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new lab at Colorado State University will research the potential benefits and risks of CBD, a chemical in cannabis that does not produce psychedelic effects. The Greeley Tribune reports the new Cannabinoid Research Center has been in the works for over 2 years, but was delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. CBD is different than THC, which is the chemical that produces a high for cannabis users. Its specific health effects are unverified, and its sale as a health supplement is mostly unregulated by the FDA. New vehicle sales are up significantly in Colorado. Registrations have increased nearly 20% through the first 9 months of this year compared to the same period last year. Colorado Automobile Dealers Association President Tim Jackson says that's despite global supply chain issues that are limiting vehicle availability.
Our lots are nearly empty, and what we know about the sales environment and new cars today is if you have one on your lot, somebody wants it, and it won't last long.
Sales of hybrid and fully electric vehicles are also increasing significantly. They now account for more than 10% of the overall market in Colorado. A familiar face will be returning to Empower Field at Mile High tomorrow. Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is out with a shoulder injury, and that means former Broncos starter and current Browns backup Case Keenum will take the field. Keenum was the Broncos starting QB in 2018. Kickoff is at 6:20 tomorrow night. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we'll be listening to Fresh Air, and later this afternoon.
It's really disappointing that these people who I've cared for, these people whose kids I've coached, suddenly decided I'm some sort of outsider.
Misinformation and pandemic politics, how they're affecting public health officials' lives on All Things Considered, starting at 4.